Welcome back to Sports Day. We're going to continue our 2021 season previews with the Hawks, who are in a pretty interesting position, Jared. Just quickly what they've done. So they got a third-round compo pick when they gave away Isaac Smith to Geelong. They got Kyle Hardigan from Adelaide, which they gave away a future fourth. They got Tom Phillips from Collingwood for pick 65. And they've added Denver Granger Barras, who's a pretty highly rated defender from WA. Seamus Mitchell, Connor Downey, who played against the Western Bulldogs on the wing and looked good.
Yep.
Taylor Brockman and Jack Saunders in the rookie draft. What do you make of them before you've seen them, list-wise?
Well, list-wise, I think that they're a building list. There's no other way to describe them. And on the numbers of what we've seen over the last 2 years, you would have to say that if they're not rebuilding and not cutting hard, then they're actually ignoring what's really obvious. You look at just areas that they need to improve on. You know, their defensive issues are paramount. They're 16th for points against, as in third worst side in the competition. Opposition scores when they go inside 50. They score all the time. They can't defend at this stage, Hawthorn, which is incredible given that they built their incredible premiership era around defence. Marks inside, forward 50 against. They're 17th. I mean, they're 17th, 12th, 17th, 17th for all the key components of defence. And there's not much improvement around the ball as well. So stoppages, all the numbers that I look at from Champion Data are 16, 18, 16, 17, 18. You can chop it up whichever way you look at it. But if you've got red figures that are in the bottom four or five in the competition, you're going not too far.
So, Jared, let me ask you this then. But based on those figures, what is a coach like Alistair Clarkson? What are we going to see him do? What do the best coaches do in these circumstances? Because we know what he's done with an amazing list.
Mm-hmm.
They were almost unstoppable. What does he do? Does he have to do what Paul Roos did with Melbourne and stem the bleeding? Or does he develop as they lose? Does he still try to make them squeeze into the eight with the top end that they have?
Well,
what's his number
one
priority?
Every club starts
right
off
now
trying to play finals footy, but ultimately every club is primarily trying to win a flag. And if that means that you trial some kids when you know you're not winning flags, and Hawthorn aren't in the flag winning business at the moment,
right?
Then you may err on the side of playing a young bloke who's, you know, got 20 games into him, and he needs to play another 20, as against, you know, getting in a 28-year-old recruit who is essentially a slightly better player, but who cares? He's not taking you to the promised land. He's not going to impact on the result much more. So they're in rebuild mode, and anybody down at Hawthorn that thinks that they're anything else other than rebuilding is ignoring the facts.
Is it impossible to say what that rebuild looks like from a year's perspective?
Oh, it is impossible because we don't know.
We don't know.
You know, we don't know whether Tom Mitchell,
5 years.
They've still got half a dozen really good players.
Yeah, their top end's really good. O'Meara, Mitchell, Sicily, Gunston,
yeah.
Shields.
But we know that of those, Mitchell, Gunston,
Sicily,
are injured
yep.
And big injuries. And
yep,
we know that Chad Wingard
and
has
Wingard's
got a serious
yep
calf injury. So he may miss 3 or 4 weeks at the start of the season. Their ball movement, they've used a lot of defence for their ball movement, and I think that's what you're going to see. Clarko is going to bottle up games and make it really difficult
they've
for the opposition to score.
A lot of defence in their ball movement. Okay, so they're chipping.
Yeah.
Sideways.
Yep.
Yep.
So, you know, Hawthorn aren't a watchable side as much as they were when the likes of Cyril Rioli and that were running away. We know that, but they're trying to keep themselves competitive.
Yep.
And I've seen Clarko do this, down in Tassie in particular, just sort of make it difficult for the opposition and make it difficult. And all of a sudden, the game opens up a little bit. And if you're the one with the ball in your hands and you open up and kick a couple of goals, you can put some scoreboard pressure and you can grab a win or three.
So I was really interested yesterday in watching Ben McAvoy go back into the ruck,
yep,
and play 50-50 with Segler.
Mm-hmm.
We then asked after the game, and yeah, he's going to play in the ruck,
yep,
until they need him down back. Good move?
Well, I think it's a good move.
Okay.
Because I don't reckon he's good enough at centre-half back to take him away from being really good
as a ruckman.
As a ruckman.
Yep.
They've picked up Tom Phillips. You've got to say that's a tick. I mean, they've lost a couple of good running players. They've lost Isaac Smith in particular.
Tom Scully.
So if they can, you know, Tom Phillips can hold down one wing, well, that's a good bonus. But this is going to be a tough year for the Hawks, I would think. And so battle down the hatches. They've had a great run over, since about 1961. They're the most successful modern day side in history.
I thought you were going to say since 08, but
no,
yeah, you
since 1961. If you go back in the VFL since 61, they were the most successful side. And in the AFL, they've been either the most or the second most successful side in the competition.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen this year.
But over the next couple of years. Batten down the hatches, so it could be painful.
Oh, well,
some heavy losses.
There's going to be some, you know, pain as there is in every club that rebuilds.
Yeah, they have had some injury issues. I mean, Wingard to go down when he has. Mitchell can't get over the shoulder. Gunston's got a long-term back, and Sicily's not going to play at all. Mm. I mean, they are four of their best six, really. Yep. That's a shocking run.
So you're going to see some kids like Granger Barris, Seamus Mitchell, Connor Downey, Tyler Brockman.
I hope Downey plays round one. He looked good on the wing.
Yep.
He's got some outside run. He's got a bit of flair. Their forward line looks really makeshift with Mitchell Lewis, Hanrahan. You know, Bruce is still going to be a really good player, probably worth two goals a game. And obviously they've lost, you know, Patton, who was at the very least a focal point.
Although will he play again, do you think?
Do I think Jonathan Patton will play football again? No, I don't, which I think will be really sad. I really hope I'm wrong, but if you're asking me my opinion, I don't reckon they will. So bottom four for Hawks or bottom six?
Bottom six.
Bottom six.
Safe tip.
You haven't painted a very glowing picture of the Hawks. I hate to come back to this, and I'm not trying to place any blame at all, because it's obviously not. But I just wonder, given what you're saying, is Clarko, like, is he going to be there in 5 years?
Well, 5 years?
Yeah.
Well, how would you know? 5 years is a long time in coaching.
No, I know.
I mean, the average coaching career is about 2.5 years.
Do you think you'll see through the rebuild?
Like,
or do you think Mitchell will take over halfway through?
I wouldn't be surprised if either, to be honest. Yeah. But I think Clarko, I think he's got another 5 to 8 years left as a senior coach.
Wow, that's a long time. Okay.
But whether or not that's at Hawthorn is another question indeed.
Yes.
So Clarko's committed himself to Hawthorn.
A couple of clubs in the next 18 months that will need new coaches, I reckon.
Well, there's always the cycle of change in football, and coaches are involved in it.
I reckon there could be a couple of clubs putting their hand up. Alistair, do you want to come over here?
Oh, he's had so many offers, it's incredible. But look, you wouldn't be surprised. It might be a good thing for both institutions.
Okay, well, that's our Hawthorn preview. Sorry, Hawks fans, that might have sounded painful. But that was brought to you by McDonald's. Download the My Maccas app today for your distracting or weekly deal, and there'll be more sports day after this.